Fremont Police Captain Kurt Bodarf here, along with Dodge County Communications Director Shelley Hoserland this morning. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, glad you guys came in. Good timing. Actually, he was thinking on the right line, wasn't he, today?
Finally. I finally found that right line.
Severe Weather Awareness Week is this week, and today is kind of like the test day. So, Shelley, nice to have you here to talk a little bit about communications. And this time of year, people do get a little bit looking over their shoulder, don't they?
They do. This is the week to review your family plans and for us to educate the public a little bit about what happens when severe weather heads our way. It's always better to be prepared before it comes than to try and respond once the sirens are going off. So Severe Weather Awareness Week, that's the purpose of it, is to allow us to practice and for people, citizens, to review their family plans so they know what to do.
Yeah, flashlights, where's everybody going to go, those kind of things if it is severe weather that's on the way. So I know we... 5 years ago, obviously, with the flood, was a different situation for a lot of folks, and many people didn't know what to do.
Correct. That's right. The 911 center has direct contact with the National Weather Service in Valley. And typically during this season, they give us warning in the morning that severe weather may be headed our way. And so in the 911 center, we start preparing. We have different ways of getting information. We get everything lined up. We make sure the spotters are aware. And then as the weather develops in the afternoon and evening, everybody's ready and we're ready to go. We do activate the sirens for Fremont and North Bend. All of the other towns in Dodge County set off their own sirens.
Shelley, what's the criteria to set those alarms off?
We have different criteria for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. So when we go into a severe thunderstorm watch, if the Weather Service is predicting winds of 70 miles per hour or greater, or baseball size hail, we will activate the sirens to notify people who are outdoors. In a tornado warning, as soon as the warning is issued, the sirens will go off. The sirens are actually outdoor warning devices, so they are to warn people who are away from the media or their weather phones or their weather radios, that severe weather is approaching and you need to seek shelter and then consult whatever method you've chosen for your family to keep up with the weather, whether it's local television or apps on your phone or something like that.
I think that's an outstanding point that they're not designed to be heard inside your home, because a lot of times when they go off, people will get on social media and say, well, I never heard them, thinking the alarm system or warning system is malfunctioning when in fact it's actually being utilized for the outdoor.
Yeah, yeah. Shelley, what app, I guess, would you recommend that people maybe have on their phone that will let them know when something is happening?
A lot of times the National Weather Service warnings will come automatically, but Dodge County provides an emergency notification system called Everbridge that's available to all the citizens to sign up to receive notifications, not only in severe weather, but for other emergencies that may occur in Dodge County. You can find the link for that sign up on the City of Fremont website under notifications or at the Dodge County Emergency Management website.
Oh, good. Yeah,
it works very efficient with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have that one, so I'll check it out.
Make sure you have it.
Definitely. Obviously, you probably go through some sort of training for this every year, or do you kind of have it down, or...
We kind of have it down. We have SOPs for the dispatchers to follow. And in the beginning of March, we review all of the SOPs.
Is that when they have the storm spotter training?
Yes.
Is that,
okay. Yes, it all kind of occurs simultaneously. Okay. A lot of the dispatchers attend that as well, so they know when people are reporting from the field what to expect to get in. And then we communicate that back to Valley.
Okay. So is it always law enforcement people, or is the storm spotters actual people who volunteer to help out?
Yeah. Typically, it's volunteer fire departments, firefighters that are acting as our spotters.
Okay. And to those, we say thank you very, very much.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And Shelley, you said something very, very important. Just because you hear the siren does not mean that it's a tornado and you have to do some checking. Because I'm not sure if it is here, but I know in Omaha, that if winds hit a certain speed, it automatically activates the sirens. Yes. And I don't know if that's the case here.
It's not automatic here, but okay. when they predict 70 miles per hour higher, we push the button.
Yeah. Mm. And okay. So people can, you know, kind of judge, you know, mm-hmm. is this a tornado or is this, you know?
Yes.
And I will throw you guys a big thank you because during severe weather, I highly suggest you also turn on your local media because they'll give you the most current up-to-date information and keep you current on everything that's going on. So definitely have your radio available so you can mm-hmm. listen to them.
Yeah, and we're usually we watch the weather, National Weather Service in Valley for all the alerts that we receive too. So I mean, and then if it does get to escalate to an even higher, it seems like we will either get a call from somebody at the police or dispatch mm-hmm. saying, hey, yeah, hey, you yep. might want to mention this. So it's a good communication system, I think, that works well.
And then I'm going to hand it back over to Shelley quick, like, but I want to just add one thing on storm. So that we have, Fremont does not drain very fast. So if you can avoid getting out on the public streets in a fairly heavy rain, please do so, because leaving your car stalled in the middle of a main road will get it towed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. That
I'm
for
the
sure.
bad guy, so go ahead, go on.
But I can't move it.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Shelley, anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
Just one final thing. There is a website called ready.gov where you can go to find checklists and suggestions on how to prepare your family and your home for severe weather season.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for all you do. I appreciate it. And I know you've got a good team down there.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do a nice
job. Are you guys fully staffed yet?
Not yet. Not almost.
Yet. Oh, almost. What are you looking good. For?
One more dispatcher.
Okay. My last day is today.
I was going to say, you're good with the mic, Chris.
Yeah. It's a lot
you
of fun.
You think.
No, you know, so in fairness to Shelley and her crew, though, during the bad weather and everything else, they stay put. They stay on.
All hands
they
on
don't
that.
Go home. They got to stay and do their job. And yeah. more yeah. power to them. Because
yeah.
they keep the officers and the volunteers and the fire departments all involved and informed.
Yeah, so when severe weather is happening, you're hearing that on your radios also?
Yeah, they'll make us give us alerts and information that we are privy and should know, yes.
Okay, okay. What else you have going on? You have some training going on?
Yeah, we got Becky Hancock with Lutheran Family Services is coming on Tuesday, yesterday, and then she'll be here on Thursday as well. The state mandates that we do a mental wellness training and just basically how to deal with the emotions of our job, the stress of our jobs, the longer you're in it, just how to coping skills and better resolve any internal issues, because back in the day, we just didn't do that. You bottled everything up. And so mm-hmm. now it's a two-hour training, and it's very well received. So that's what we'll be doing this week is mental wellness training.
Okay. Update as far as staff goes?
Woo, woo! We actually got 4 people. We've got one that already started on the street. He was certified out of Wayne. We have another one that will be coming from Bennington. He was with us before, and he is certified. And then later, next week, I think 2 others will start, and then they'll later on go to the Law Enforcement Training Center, where they'll receive 16 weeks of training and then come back. And one other of our trainees is almost out of FTO. So
good. Our
chief and the city has worked very hard to bring in recruits and get them in place. So we are moving forward, and we're very thankful.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, we definitely want that happening, that's for sure. Anything else to mention this morning?
No, just if you ever have an emergency, by all means, dial 911. Remain calm and give them the information they are asking. If it's a non-emergency situation, you can call 402-727-2677. And by all means, we always appreciate any information that you can provide on crimes that have been committed, because there usually are victims, and that can be called in at 402-727-4002 or by using the MP3 app.
All right. Good. Good deal. Thank you.